This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Put your hands up. Nick's going to go ahead and introduce the room. Think about one thing that resonates with you, which means it's at your frequency, which means not only intellectually it resonates with you, but intuitively it does as well, which means it'll be more inspirational. But as we're talking about inspiration, let's take the incredible Nick of Time. Are you here, Nick?
Oh, I am here and ready to rock and roll. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It is great to be on the road with you, my friend, and you're extremely active. But would you mind setting the room for us?
It would be my pleasure, and the gratitude goes both ways. We checked off a new bucket list for myself yesterday. Three cities in one day. So we are definitely very, very active, but no place we'd rather be on a Friday morning than with the Breakfast Champions, the best room and community and clubhouse. And of course, we're here for David Meltzer's Power Hour. It is 6 a.m. Pacific on the West Coast, 9 a.m. Eastern on the East Coast. And of course, today's topic for David's Power Hour is going to be the takeaway of the month. So please, as you have your takeaways to share, use the hand icon in the lower right-hand corner of your screen to request to join the stage, and we will, of course, aim to bring you up. And also, before we get started, let's make sure to invite all of our friends, colleagues, anybody that we believe would benefit from this incredible conversation, as we only want to continue to grow and pour into this amazing community that is already built, but always continuing to expand. Now, with that said, David, I will actually pass this over to you to share your takeaway of the month as I bring up all of our beautiful friends.
Yeah, I was kind of, I let the cat out of the bag there, my brother. Yeah, so my takeaway is about how we find our takeaways. And I joke around that I have a reminder of this every month. I have a $1,200 storage. And so when I was in college, law school, business school, when I spent all that money on personal development, I have banker boxes full of takeaways, a whole bunch of banker boxes full of notebooks. And I pay every month that California dummy tax of $1,200 for storage for banker's boxes of information that I can't access because I wrote down everything. And what I want is what resonates with you. And that's what I have started to capture. Whenever I hear something, say something myself, read something, for me, what I do is I go ahead and put it somewhere, right? Me, I text it or email it and then have a folder called takeaways. And what I do on Sundays is I go ahead and review those ones that resonate with me. And I then attach a notation of a story that best teaches that lesson or that takeaway. And not only does it align with my mind, but it also is aligned with intellect, intuition, and inspiration. And it really provides me a greater wealth, a greater bank than the $1,200 I spend in storage every month. So I really, the takeaway for me is the takeaway for everyone of the takeaways, which is, hey, if you wanna have the best and highest in use of the takeaways, then just capture, record the things that resonate with you, and then tie in a story so that you'll remember it and others can be communicated with it. And we're all going to be better off. We're all going to use the wisdom and that faith to shorten that distance of resistance between what our behaviors are and what we want or better. All right, Nick, that is my takeaway of takeaways. Make sure that you take away what resonates with you. I'm going to spin it back on you. What's your takeaway? We've been traveling a lot. We meet up right after this here at the Conrad Hotel in Nashville, and we'll be all over the city today. So, Nick, in this especially active year, what has been your takeaway?
Yeah, so for this month, my experience of kind of pondering, my thoughts this morning was more of a reminder, and it's a reminder of one of my favorite quotes. And the quote is, "Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away." And I kind of take that in the sense of, right, whether it's traveling together and, you know, creating such a quantitative impact everywhere that we go through the experiences that we have and the impact that we have. on people, but also a little bit even more on the personal side, right? Getting very, very intentional in the ways in which that I'm allocating, you know, time, my most valuable asset, which is, of course, time, to be able to inspire and create more of those moments to take my breath away rather than focusing on the number that I'm able to take. So that was my takeaway of the month. A really good reminder there, especially on kind of the experiential side of things in terms of my perspective. And I hope that obviously either sheds some light or provides everybody else some value and inspiration as well. To again, look at those moments, not look at the overall number, but look at those moments that truly take your breath away. And so with that said, we have so many people that have been requesting to come and join to share their takeaways. So I will actually pass the mic over to Sobrato. Sobrato, happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month.
Hey, Nick, and hey, David, thanks for taking our calls. We appreciate it. And before I give my takeaway very quickly, I want to say that I did meet you at Elevator Night last year in October during right before the Aspire Tour. Before, I never met you, never heard of you, and then I saw you talk and got a photo with you, and that was amazing.
Thank you.
That way. So yeah, my my takeaway is that I learned this last year and last month is to never let your quest for more distract you from the beauty of enough. Meaning, it's about, you know, no matter how much I acquire, how successful I think I am, I cannot and never thinking I have enough. I need to get more, earn more. Just being in the present moment, being happy for what I have currently is a great challenge for me. And I'm sure it's a great challenge for a lot of people who want to be successful. And to be even more anecdotal about that, I'm Asian, which means stereotypically I have a lot of doctors in my family. I have a cousin that's coming over today to stay over at my apartment because there's a huge convention going on for doctors in San Diego. And he's like, hey, can I stay at your place? I said, absolutely, sure. But I'm so self-conscious staying in my apartment because it's definitely nowhere near as great as his apartment. And I'm thinking, what is he going to think of me about my apartment? But the thing is, I can't think that way because he is at a different, you know, level than I am, but I'm happy for him. And I know that he's not going to be that way because that's just not the person he is. So I just keep myself reminded that no matter how, where you are in life, just be thankful and grateful for what you have and just still strive for success regardless of that.
Yeah, that's such a great takeaway. I will tell you, it works the reverse. When I know when you have the huge penthouse in the sky, you'll be amazed how many friends fall away because they're embarrassed to come over. They're embarrassed. And, you know, for me, I remind myself throughout a whole bunch of different situations in my life and the coaching situations I'm in, you know, I'm hearing myself constantly tell people, if they cared where you lived, then not your friend. If they cared where you lived, they aren't your relative. If they cared where you live, if they cared about, you know, whatever that you don't give, you know, I had a client was like, I really like this person, but I don't want to fund their deal, but I don't want them not to be my friend. And I'm like, if they aren't your friend because you didn't fund their deal, then they're not your friend. Then you're being protected and promoted. So ask yourself when you feel embarrassed about something or afraid that will diminish your relationship with someone, tell yourself, ask yourself, if they loved me, care about me, would they care or like or love the fact that I did or didn't do this? Because if they do, then maybe you don't have the relationship you think you have. And I see a lot of people creating that void in relationships out of fear of what, you know, should not be fear, but should be considered, you know, identifying and qualifying someone of where you're at with the feeding and bleeding, the relativity and association of your relationship.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sobrato, for sharing your takeaway of the month. And David, I'm going to go do a quick reset of the room, and then let's get live here on Clubhouse with more of our incredible guests. Does that sound fair?
Sounds more than fair. I like your vernacular.
Beautiful. Yeah, learn from the best. So happy Friday, everybody. We are here with David Meltzer's Power Hour, of course, in the best room of community and Clubhouse. Today's topic, as a reminder, is takeaway of the month. So as you have your takeaways ready to share, please use the hand icon at the lower right-hand corner of your screen to, of course, request to join the stage and we need to bring up. And in the meantime as well, continue to share this room with all of our friends, family, colleagues, anybody that we know would benefit from this incredible conversation, as we only want to continue to expand this beautiful community that's been built and continues to always grow. Now, with that said, David, I'm going to pass it over to our friend Ron. Ron, it's always great to see you here each and every Friday, and we appreciate you showing up. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway with the month.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Sitting here thinking about, you're making us think about, Dave. And my takeaway of the month is being the more consistent person in these new opportunities that have come my way, and also, you know, Chefs for Seniors, my business. And I started it it was in the middle of December. And I just started putting myself out there, more consistent, persistent, and like networking groups, going to do more things that I said I was going to do but never did. And a good example is, Dave, the other day I was invited to go to an event. It's called Jersey Man Philly, and it's a big networking group. There was a few hundred people at this place, and I'm kind of uncomfortable in these kind of things, but I went, and man, I'm telling you, so I went, and it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and in the middle of this thing, I was like, I said to myself, let's go for a half hour. I was there for the whole time, and at one time, I realized I was in the middle of a circle of people who all were interested in me, you know, about what's going on. They know throughout social media that I, you know, being told under you, and was a part of the conversation. And man, I just felt so good coming home and just like following what you're teaching us. And part of that is being persistent and consistent. And I try to do it every day, 100%.
Well, you know, I love that. And in the concept of enjoying the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your own potential, what you want, not what other people want, what's missing and what you don't have, it's going to tell you all its secrets. That's how you get the cheat codes. That's how you get the aha and the wow. And if we can get the aha and the wow, then we're growing. And by the way, Ron, I want to introduce you in your area, John Bon Jovi. His son's running food scarcity implementations in your area, New Jersey, etc. And so I want to introduce you to Jesse Bon Jovi to help out with groceries for grandparents and all the great things that you're doing. So if anybody else wants to support Ron and his efforts, please reach out to Ron as well. Ron, why don't you tell everyone where to reach out to you to support you with the charitable efforts that you're giving for food insecurity there in your part of the woods where it's very cold.
Absolutely. Dave, thank you so much, because you know what? I've been going to reach out to John's charity for a while now. He's not too far from where I'm at.
Yeah.
Soul Kitchen. And, you know, Jesse is the main contact. So, wow. Thank you. So, yes, Groceries for Grandparents Fund is we help seniors, veterans, people with disabilities. But we also bring meals to church pantries, shelters around South Jersey and Philadelphia. And we just recently got this, Dave, you don't even know about it. I teamed up with the YMCA and Campbell Soup here in Camden, New Jersey, starting in the spring. It's a pilot program where we're putting meals together in a box, taking them to inner city youth, to schools.
New SMS from Steve Press Uconnect phone button and say text message.
Sounds like he's in his car. Yeah, we're still there. We got it. We're still with you in Camden. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. My phone tripped over.
Anyway, I've been there.
We're bringing a box of ingredients to inner city use to Camden, New Jersey. It would be a QR code of the chef, which would be me instructing them how this meal to help them with the food deserts. There's no supermarkets in Camden. They have to go out of town, teach them to cook. And that is through a donation from Campbell Soup. So besides that, you know, I'm struggling every day just to bring people free meals and to help out, go to Groceries for Grandparents Fund. Groceriesforgrandparents.org, and right on that page you can make a donation to help us. And Dave, I also want to say thank you, because Monday when we talked about the group, so many people went online and made some donations, and I had no doubt that it would happen, but my heart was just like, oh my God, it's just our group is great.
Yeah.
And say thank you. And your help with this is just amazing. And I got a link to 2 minute drill this morning. So that was another plus this morning. I sat at 5:30 this morning. I was like, wow, it's neat to see the whole thing put together. So
they do a great job.
Yes, they do. Mike Allen needs whatever, more money, or let him know that he is just doing a good job. Everybody, just do the work with that Dave is saying, and you know, I don't know what else to say. It's just, I just do it every day, and persistent and consistent. Thank you for this introduction to Jesse. It's amazing. I've been praying for this, and here you go, Dave. Thank you.
You got it, my friend, and yeah, one of the hardest things about being a coach to so many is I want it more sometimes than they do. And it's not easy, or everybody would do it. And you got to do the work. Not everybody shows up here at 6 a.m. Pacific time to be better, to do better. And if you're not doing better, you're doing worse. As Rick Macy said this week down in Florida, the coach for Serena and Venus and Capriati and Roderick and many others, just an extraordinary, if you haven't seen the movie King Richard, go ahead and do that. But you got to do the work. That's the idea of being consistent and persistent. And when I say do the work, you don't got to knock yourself out. You just got to do your best, learn lessons and have fun. If every day you do your best, learn lessons and have fun just for 3 hours of non-negotiables, and you take care of 7 hours of sleep, that leaves 14 hours a day to do whatever you want, to prioritize that time by what's important to you, not what's important to others, not what's missing, not what you don't have. Remember, you already have it. You are. I am. What are you doing to interfere with it? I will tell you, one of the things you're doing to interfere with it is not being consistent or persistent in the pursuit of your potential. Maybe you're living the extra mile every once in a while, and then using that to justify why you're not where you want to be, while you're living in blame, shame, and justification. Come with me. Enjoy the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your potential. Live in the empty mouth, at ease, that big highway of faith and wisdom that brings everything to you more rapidly. It attracts more of the same, and it provides you the exponentiality of what you want or better. Wisdom and faith will shorten that distance. You can get the wisdom here and hopefully a little bit of the inspiration as well. Speaking of inspiration, he's here at the nick of time to help us with the spirit, with the intellect and the intuition of the takeaways of the month. Nick, why don't you reset the room?
Absolutely. And thank you again, Ron, for not only sharing your takeaway of the month here, but of course, being here and showing up each and every Friday. Really, really, really appreciate it. And of course, everybody check out Ron on this week's episode of 2 Minute Drill, which of course is now live for access. And if you need help, finding the episodes, feel free to email David directly, david@dmeltzer.com. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to also throw in a copy of his book if you don't have it already, which he'll, of course, send a copy, sign a copy, and even pay for shipping. Once again, that email is just david@dmeltzer.com, which, of course, can be found in the room chat as well. With that said, quick reset of the room here. As David, let me tell you, I am blown away with abundance of requests up here. In terms of sharing takeaways of the month, so we'll make this brief, but we are almost to halftime here in David Meltzer's Power Hour, and as everybody continues to share their takeaways of the month, if you'd like to share yours, request to join the stage using that hand icon, but of course, in the meantime, let's make sure to continue to share with all of our friends, family, colleagues, anybody that we believe would benefit from this incredible conversation. Now, with that said, because I have so many requests, I'll pass over to Eric. Then we're going to go to Judith, and then we're going to go to Colleen. So thank you guys for your patience. But Eric, I'm passing it over to you. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month.
Good morning, Team Meltzer.
Hey, thank you.
One of the things my takeaway is from the mastermind group, the giving and receiving was a theme that kept coming up. And I really leaned into it after this event. And I kind of thought about it the other day about like breathing. If you take a very deep inhale, that's the receiving, right? And then you take a big exhale, that's the giving. It's just more fulfilling in life. If you take these short breaths, just a little bit of giving, a little bit of receiving, you kind of live in anxiety. But I've leaned into it this whole last few weeks of just giving more. And kind of like you, I've recommended that Surrender Experiment book. People ask for something, I'm just like, yes, yes, yes. And my fear in the past is always that I don't have enough to give and I can't handle it. I have to take care of my own mental health, the exercise. But what I'm finding is that the more you give, the more you receive, though I need to work on receiving more, is that you just have this balanced energy and you can do it. So that's my takeaway. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great takeaway. And I would love to share with everyone. Number one, we're doing a mastermind next. So, Eric, you got to jump in. So we'll be flying private from Atlanta into the Masters with badges and John Daly and content mastermind, Q&A mastermind, specific objective masterminds for your business. So we have intimate mastermind. Please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We'd love to have you. And reach out to Eric. He'll give you a testimonial of how incredible these masterminds VIP dinners are in building a neighborhood of frequency. But just email me dmeltzer.com if I didn't say that. Other thing I wanted to mention was, Nick, you're a sports person, and I'm disappointed that at 6:20 a.m. you said we're almost at halftime. It was a perfect time to say that the first period is over. We could have used the hockey analogy. You're from Michigan, you should know that the frozen four analogy. So yeah, the first period it ended, now we're in the second period for your hockey fans as go through the next 20 minutes. But this one is my epiphany of last year, and I have beat my head out my mom, because my mom is someone who, from the day I could remember, she had said the more you give, the more you receive. But yet I saw the people that had more, didn't seem like they're giving more. And so I searched for years, why is that? Is it not true? The more that you give, the more you receive. And I researched spirituality, researched religion, I researched theories, physics theories, all types of theories and philosophies. Every great Aristotle, Socrates, philosophers and thought leaders from, you know, unbelievable people like Bob Proctor and Wayne Dyer and Lao Tzu and whoever it may be. And I searched to see, why is it that everybody says the more you give, the more you receive? But what from Sanskrit on was actually said was the more you give, the more you're given. And so receiving is not an entitlement. Giving and given is an entitlement of the creator, whatever you believe that source to be, which across the board I also have found is basically something bigger than you that knows everything, is all powerful and loves you, protects you, and promotes you more than your mom. And so when we realize that, when we ask and hope that there's something out there with everything that wants to provide only what's best for us, like your mom would. So when we ask for, McDonald's every day, your mom loves you, so she doesn't give you McDonald's every day. And if she does, you know, your stomach will hurt because the greater or bigger source is telling you, hey, this is not good for you because I'm omniscient. Your mom's not. I'm protecting and promoting you by giving you a stomach ache because you shouldn't be eating McDonald's every day. And so under the context of understanding giving, receiving, and witnessing, giving is and receiving and witnessing are one. They all create dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. They all are given the stamp of approval, the verified blue check of Source, God, Buddha, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, because it's the indicator to the physical being that, hey, this is good behavior. That's why I'm giving you dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins. In the context of understanding that those who receive get the dose, those who give get the dose, and those who witness giving and receiving get the dose, lies the biggest misnomer that really creates resistance or stops people from getting what they want or more. They stop people from living in a value add world. And when I say that, I mean that if you think the more you give, then automatically the more you'll receive, you're not going to receive all that you have been given. So what I want everyone to think about until next week, I want you to think about the more I give, the more I'm given. And what I want you to do is practice identifying, looking, seeking, and searching, finding the light, love, and the lessons in everything. Therefore, heightening your awareness to what you're given. See, we walk by what we're given every day because we lack gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability. We walk by what we're given because we're not looking, searching, asking, and praying for it. We walk by what we're given because we are not looking for what we're given. We're looking for what other people are given, what other people are missing, what other people are hoping for. What I want you to do is elevate your awareness to what you are given. So if you start with 100%, which mathematically makes sense, and you give 100%, according to every religious, spiritual theory and philosophy, you will be given more. You'll be given 101%. And unless you raise your awareness to that 101% by seeking, praying, hoping, and doing, and believing, and feeling that you're given more, and unless you receive more, when you become aware of more, you don't feel resentful, guilty, not worthy, you're going to end up at zero sooner or later. So if you start at 100% and you're given 101%, but you're not heightening your awareness of the 101%, and you only receive back 99% because you're too guilty, worthy, or not aware of what you've been given, you now, the next time, are giving 99%, which is now your 100%, and now you're given 100% of the 99%, and you receive 98%. You can see it's just a matter of years why so many people end up at 80 years old with nothing. With nothing. The goal is to leave here with nothing, but leave it all behind for others to learn from. And so if we heighten our awareness of what we're given and we're worthy of receiving it, instead of living in a zero-sum game that you go from 100 to 99 to 98 to 97 to 96 over all these years and end up with nothing, it's very simple to live in a value-add world. A value-add world, we give 100%, we are given 101%, we receive 101%, we ask for 102%, we give 102%, We receive 103%, or are given 103%. We receive the 103%. We ask for the 104%. We give the 104%. We're given the 105%. We ask for the 106%. We give the 106%. We're given the 107%. You see the difference between a zero-sum game that you can live in a world of not enough, or 99% is just enough for me, to a world of more than enough of everything for everyone, where we're seeking the light, the love, and the lessons, and giving more to be given more, to receive more, to ask for more of more, and give more of more, to be given more of more, to receive more of more and more. Do you see who ends up at 80 with what? Can you understand how important giving, receiving, and witnessing are in order to effectuate a value add world that expands, grows, aggregates, and compounds exponentially what you want without diminishing the meaning of giving and witnessing it? I want everyone to think about that. And if you'd like the guide to giving more and receiving more, I'd be happy to send that along with a signed copy of my book. I will pay for it all. Signing the book, email me david@dmeltzer.com. Thank you, Eric, so much. Please encourage everyone, if you'd like to join us at one of our master's mind at the Masters, if you've never been, it's a bucket list item you won't want to miss, along with an incredible opportunity, or just want to join us for the VIP dinner, please email me as well, david@dmeltzer.com. All right, soccer fans, it is 8:32. Nick, what are you going to do that?
Well, it is officially past halftime, and the only reason that I'm so stuck on the halftime is because I've nothing but the Lions on my mind this weekend. It's, man, you get one win away, and you're going to change something for an entire city, and a city that is very relative to me is where I'm from. So very, very excited. But we are at the half point, halftime. Let's keep rocking and rolling here. I'll do a quick reset of the room, and then we'll pass it over to Judith. Followed by Colleen with their takeaways of the month. Does that sound fair?
That sounds great, my friend. Keep on giving.
All right, beautiful. Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody, of course, again, for joining us. It is David Meltzer's Power Hour here, and as we have more and more takeaways to be able to share and bless our community with, please use the hand icon at the lower right-hand corner of your screen to, of course, request to join the stage. And let's keep inviting all of our friends and family and colleagues in the meantime as well. And even if you'd like, feel free to drop in the chat what takeaway has been most impactful for you from this incredible session. Now, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Judith, who's been patiently waiting. So, Judith, thank you so much for your patience. Happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month.
Happy Friday, Nick and Dave.
Hello.
And go Lions.
go Lions. Let's go.
Yeah, one game away. But that would be a great Super Bowl, wouldn't it, Nick? Lions, Ravens game.
Exactly. I love it.
We are praying.
So my takeaway from the month was I went from being an entrepreneur to an entrepreneur. And I started my own medical transport business, non-emergency medical transport business, and it's been 1 month old as of today, and I made it through the day. I made it through the month. So I'm very happy, and I listen to David all the time, and the giving and the given and the receiving. I love how you put it in the toilet, and it makes me something to think about. And I just wanted to say that's my takeaway for the month, is making it through entrepreneurial for the whole month and doing well and being on the positive side of things and not on the negative. So thank you for letting me share.
Oh, thank you for sharing. And you know what's so interesting is there's so many people that in a varying degree of time start their own gig. And utilizing the dummy tax that I've paid, the wisdom and inspiration, the faith that we have, we can do every month. And that's why the best piece of advice that I give people who are starting something new, expanding into something new, is to make sure that you have one guarantee every day. The first objective of my activity I get paid for every day is to guarantee one thing. I want to start out as a non-negotiable in the activity I get paid for, that I guarantee one thing. I guarantee I'm in business tomorrow. That's it. I guarantee I'm in business tomorrow. I make sure before I go on and move to any other activity I get paid for that I am guaranteed to be in business tomorrow. And if you're in business and you guarantee every day that you're be in business tomorrow, then your success, which is determined by what you want or better, will always be achieved. It's just a matter of time. And as we detach our emotions from an outcome based on time, and we search for velocity by that enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential, we seek to do things, be more productive, to add more value, to be more accessible to others, and to access what we want, to have the awareness of what we're given and receive it. And of course, to be more gracious every day, to increase the muscle, the ability that we have to find the light of in the lessons in everything we do. And if you guarantee that you have at bats tomorrow, you guarantee that you're in business tomorrow as your first priority of the activity you get paid for, I will guarantee one thing. You will have everything that you desire and more. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of the wisdom and the faith that you have, the ability to seek the light, the love, and the lessons from all the pain that indicates that you have a better place to be, the setbacks, the failures, the mistakes, the dummy texts, the successes, the defining moments, the historical relevances, whatever it may be. But I promise you one thing, if you live up to that guarantee that you'll be in business tomorrow with a mindset, heart set, and hand set of positivity, of the increase in expansion, of the aggregation and acceleration, and the compounding of those outcomes, I guarantee it's just a matter of time. So guarantee yourself one thing with whatever it is that you do. Guarantee that you'll be in business tomorrow. I carry over that guarantee into my life. I wake up every morning and say, I'm guaranteed 24 hours a day for the rest of my life, except for the last day. And that gives me the right framework in which to use the lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, to seek the light, the love, and the lessons, to do my best, to learn those lessons, and to have fun doing it by enjoying consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of my potential, and utilize a guarantee and framework of I'm guaranteed 24 hours a day to do everything, the non-negotiables and negotiables, the activity I get paid for and activity I don't get paid for, the activity that's planned and the activity that's not planned, and my sleep. I'm guaranteed 24 hours a day to be productive, accessible, and gracious in all of those different plans, except for the last day of my life. And hopefully I die in my sleep and get the majority of last day guarantee of that 24 hours. But if by chance I pass on in the morning, I've only been cheated out of a few hours for my entire life. Take that perspective. Take that search, wisdom, and faith. And I promise you the increase. I promise you to be given more, to live in the world of more than enough of everything for everyone. Oh, it makes me so happy that you've stayed in business for a month. Now let's continue the efforts and stay in business every single day. All right, in time, you are looking at 20 minutes left. This is a perfect opportunity to continue on to the last period.
I was going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're heading into the third period here, and obviously we are blessed with abundance, with so much value, knowledge, and inspiration. So I want to thank you, David, for, of course, bringing us all together, the Breakfast for Champions, and, of course, everybody here in the audience, not only tuning in, but, of course, joining the stage to share their takeaways. Now, with that said, I will pass it over to Colleen to share her takeaway of the month. So happy Friday, Colleen. Feel free to unmute yourself. Share away.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Thank you. So my takeaway is not a new lesson, but it is just a fantastic reminder for me while I'm in the thick of it with a six-month-old. But reminding myself in every instance that I have what people are wishing for, whether it's the roof over my head, the food in my fridge, the newborn that we've been blessed with, being grateful in each and every situation. You know, in the middle of the night when it's been 3-4 long hour stretches, when you're desperate for sleep, just staying in that grateful mindset of knowing that I just have so much and I'm so blessed for it.
Well, that is absolutely true. And, you know, when we have a practice of gratitude, to be thankful every night before we go to bed and when we wake up, even if there's 3-hour interruptions in between, to be grateful, it's free. It takes 0.1 seconds and it's guaranteed to have the most impact in your life. And that impact is one in which all of those religions, philosophies, theories, and spiritualities utilize as a backbone, as a dependent variable of everything that's based on. There's not one great thought leader, not one great religion, there's not one great philosophy that isn't backboned by the dependent variable of gratitude. And utilizing that gratitude in those challenges, as you were speaking about the challenges of having a newborn, coming from a father of four, it's funny because someone said, when I was bragging about you for being such a great mother, you know, Colleen's a president of our company and balances all these things and, you know, has always done a great job, but now does somehow a better job while she's doing, as most of us know, a challenging thing of raising someone. And, you know, she says, well, I'm not sure if I can have a second kid. How'd you have four kids? And blah, blah, blah. And I hear that all the time. And someone was with me and they said, having a kid, having a broken arm, you know, you forget about it. You just forget about it. And so you go ahead and jump back on your motorcycle or pole vault or, you know, snowboard or whatever it is you do. The pain of a broken arm is not remembered. And only the good times of snowboarding and pole vaulting and whatever else people do to break their arms out there, skateboarding, that's what we remember. And so you will remember the amazing love, light, and lessons of having a newborn. And congratulations. I have not seen a more beautiful baby in a long time. So, and of course, I'm saying a long time because everybody's so selfish. They think their babies are the most beautiful. So I can't include my four, but oh my gosh, take a look at Colleen's Instagram. She has a beautiful baby boy. Somehow the father is it took the best out of him and put it into this little guy. So congratulations, Colleen. I promise you the pain is like a broken arm. You'll forget about it. And I'm sure you'll have 3 or 4 kids along the way and go, how'd this happen? But be grateful when it does. Find the light, the love, and the lesson. Say thank you before you go to bed. And when you wake up, I promise you, it'll change your life. It has changed all of our lives here in the Breakfast of Champions. I'm grateful for Colleen, who's helped me build an extraordinary community of people that help one another and know people that can help one another. Thankful for the Nick of Time. Thankful for Luca and Mike, who produced the show every single Friday. We've been doing it for over 24 years. Oh, wow. Been doing Friday trainings for over 24 years, and the community has grown. Over 100,000 people register for training, which it started with 2 people. And if you don't believe in the exponentiality of community, remember, community is your frequency. Your frequency is your neighborhood. It's a lot better off to have neighborhoods of people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other. I promise you for life, it'll be a community of people that buy from you and sell for you. Let's all help one another increase, not decrease. Let's shorten the distance of resistance by being good neighbors of each other. Let's show up and do the work. Speaking of going up and doing the work, the Nick of Time, he always shows up. He does the work. Now we're getting into the fourth quarter. It's exactly 6:45. And hopefully the Lions will be up by 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter this Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Check out the Lions and the Niners, whoever you want. I'm praying for a good game. Anyway, Nick of Time, it's the fourth quarter. What do you got for me?
Man, you plant that seed in my head. It'll make a big old smile to my face, and I appreciate it and appreciate everybody joining us. Like David said, we are entering the fourth quarter here, so we will have some more time here for more takeaways. And I know we have so many requests here up on stage. I know we have Laura, who has been patiently waiting. So Laura, happy Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month.
Good morning. January in business is always a challenge because I'm trying to finish up my 2023. So my takeaway for January is to stay in the listening. And that is how I've really, as I've led my career, business, but I forgot along the way. I forgot the last part of 2023 because I was chasing cars. I was a human doing instead of a human being. You know, I caught myself at the end of January going, what the hell have I been doing, you know? I have pieces of me all over the place, and I love to give. And I give every year a bunch of money to local YWCA. And this year, I stepped back, and I decided to simplify. I sit in the listening because there's new things that are bubbling up inside of me that I really want to give to, because I definitely know for sure that when I give, the universe opens up, it just cracks wide open, and I receive. Now, I have to qualify this because my child is so important to me. She's 41 years old, and she has said that I am compulsive and impulsive. I think her word is impulsive. But what I know is when I stay in the listening, and I listen and respond to the Creator, it all works out great, but it definitely is a little scary. So my takeaway for January, for me in my world, is simplify, do those things I love, sit in the listening in my meditation in the morning and the evening, and open my heart to possibilities. And I'm a little scared because I'm going to those things, the foundations that I know for sure. And I'm scared, right? So that's my takeaway from January, is I'm suiting up for 2024, and I'm simplifying, and in the simplification, so I believe grow success has been my experience as an entrepreneur, but I have to get out of my own way and move into the collective consciousness again, and trust. And boy, that is a little bit of a struggle. So I pass the mic.
Oh, I owe you an apology, Laura, for the future. And I have to tell you that every once in a while I hear something that really resonates with me. So I'm going to apologize for my future, that every time you hear me say I'm a human doing, not a human being. I'm a human doing, not a human being. Every time you hear or see a video on stage, wherever it is, and I forget to credit you for teaching me that, I apologize today in front of everyone, because, wow, talk about something that resonates with me. Are you a tube, everyone? Are you living your life like a tube, food in, food out, as a human doing? Are you living in the nothingness of rolling a boulder to the top of the hill, doing that every day, just to have it roll down to the bottom of the hill, like in Camus' The Stranger or The Myth of Sisyphus? Is that what you're doing? Or are your thoughts about your purpose your purpose? And so how do we get over that fear, get out of our own way, and think about not doing, but instead being? And the phrase of being is three of the most powerful words ever stated, which is, I am. I am healthy, I am happy, I am worthy, I am wealthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? Not am I going to do to achieve it. And when we get into the context of that fear and the reaction of fear, of guilt, resentment, separation, worthiness, anxiety, fear, and depression, whatever it may be, if we can get into this idea that Laura has shared with us of being not doing, of being a human being, not a human doing. When we're in that state of nothing, of doing, and we think to ourselves, what is it that I want? What is it that I am? You immediately take that nothingness and make it that possibility, decreasing the fear and anxiety that all of us hold, slowly but surely getting ourselves out of the way, spending minutes and moments, not days, weeks, months, and years, resisting what is already ours. And if we can move forward past even what is it that I am into who can I help with what I am and who can help me be what I am. We take that possibility and now we increase it mathematically to a probability. And if we move into the next step of saying to ourselves, how can I be? How can I be what I am? Just like Popeye. Through productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, I move from probability into the participation of my perspective. And as I participate in a perspective, in that pursuit of who I am, the being, not the doing, I then can move that participation of perspective into a reality. Then, as a human being, prioritize who I am according to the circumstances that exist today. By learning from the past, by finding the lessons of the past in order to accelerate towards what I want to become. And as I accelerate to what I want to become, I prioritize as an antidote to that interference, an antidote to the feeling of being overwhelmed, the antidote to feeling of not enough, the antidote to the feeling of procrastination, and instead living within the reality of what I am as a human being, not a human doing. By knowing what, who, how, now, and next. There is no doubt about the fact that it is impossible to prioritize you, prioritize you as a human being, human doing, that allows us, instead of getting in our own way, searching for our why by living in fear and the reaction to it, by accelerating in the wrong direction, creating further void, shortages, and obstacles and resistance in our lives, but instead shorting the distance of that resistance by utilizing the wisdom that we get here and the faith that is instilled into us, so that not only do we take our nothingness as tubes of human doings to move into a probability of knowing who we can help and who can help us, to move into the probability of that into the perspective that we participate in of how into our reality of prioritization. We now can apply our why. We can live in spirit, enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of our truth, our potential. Not what's missing, not what we don't have, not what other people want for us, but I am. And as we identify fear that interferes with that and the reaction to the fears that we have doing, we can be, I am. That may be my takeaway of today. That's everyone think about not being human doings, but being what we are, human beings, and what we want to become, not what others want us to become. Wow, wow, wow. Man, nick of time. I'm blown away. Thank you, Laurie. You made my day. I'll be doing a meetup right after that and be teaching not only the given and giving, but also the being. And I love that. I've never heard that before. I apologize for every time you hear me articulate it and not give you credit for teaching me that, but thank you. Nick of time, we're almost out of time. Go ahead, everyone, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. If you'd like to join us at our VIP dinners, our meetups, we have 200 dates planned, everything from the NBA All-Star Game to the Masters to the Super Bowl. We're going to be around the world in Manila, in Dubai, Cape Town, London, just to name a few. We're going everywhere for everyone because there's more than enough of everywhere for everyone. Really appreciate it. But let's all join this community. If you don't know where the F I'm going to be, I don't know where the F I'm going to be. So I created a text alert system for all of us. So if you want to join the text alert system to see when I'm going to come to your town, Ryan Serhant and I are doing New York. I know I'm going to be speaking at Princeton's laboratory, for Einstein and Oppenheimer. We'll be in New Jersey and Philly. We're going to be all around. We'll be in Vegas next week. We'll be at SoFi. So it's going to be a wonderful opportunity. But in our tech community, 949-298-2905. Email me as well, david@dmeltzer.com. Nick, we got time for one more. Go ahead and set the room for the big close. It's 2 minute warning.
I just want to say one thing, David. I want to say thank you because I'm receiving and I want to say thank you very much. Oh. You really cracked my heart wide open. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. You're a blessing. So is everybody in our community. This is what it's about. Everybody helping one another and knowing people that can help one another. You have cracked my heart open, my mind, and the handset to help people exploring being more interested than interesting. All right, Nick, if I haven't channeled enough, let's go one more time.
Absolutely. Let's knock this out of the park with a big close. And I'm going to pass it over to Brent. Brent, I know you've been patiently waiting, so I will pass it over to you. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, David. Thank you, community. Thank you, Lord, for that human doing versus human being bit. Definitely use that. So my takeaway for the month, just been blessed this month. My wife and I got to travel and to Thailand and just really reflect and understand where we're going as human beings and our business and everything like that. So my takeaway, getting big into intention, right? So, you know, in finding, you know, the power of intention and you know, Wayne Dyer, all the great things that we've, you know, exposed ourselves through, like, you know, basically, David, you've introduced me to this whole world of, it's a big spirit world. And, you know, everyone on this call knows exactly what I'm talking about. And it's amazing. So my takeaway is intention and the fact that once you believe and once you understand your intention, you know, fear is an illusion. It doesn't exist. And the fact is you're already there. And life is just better that way. And I want to thank you, David, for just being there for us and me personally and my family and my business. And, you know, that is my big takeaway. My takeaway is the power of intention and just understanding that and grasping it and how you introduce that to me personally and my wife and my business and my family and everything. So thank you, David, thank you, community. That is my big takeaway for January. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And when you learn the mathematical equation of luck, when you learn the mathematical equation of karma, when you learn the mathematical equation of coincidence, of consequence, of results, of outcomes, it is not just that which we focus in on and dream about. It's not that we hope and pray and ask for. It is the combination of that attention with the five levels of intention that has been derived from Dr. Wayne Dyer. And if you'd like these five levels, if you'd like the mathematical equation of karma, I'll send you that exercise along with all the other stuff I talked about. But if you want it, it is what I pay attention to plus what I give intention to that equals the karma. It is what I pay attention to and what I give intention to that equal the consequences, the coincidences, the coinciding of the universe, the luck, the karma in my life. Because intention is, once I focus in on what I want to become, I then have to do, say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with what I want to become as a human being. And so I want everyone, as we finish up here in the last minute, to think about today. What am I focused in on today to do, say, think, feel, and believe in alignment with what I want to become, the consequences that I want to become, the coincidences, the karma, and the luck? If you want the mathematical equation of karma, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. What a great takeaway for the month session. We'll be back, as I've been for over 24 years, next Friday. In the interim, we're in Nashville today. I'll be in Temecula on Sunday. We'll be in SoFi in Vegas next week as well, and then Arizona, then back to the Super Bowl, then the NBA All-Star Game, then filming for the TV shows. Email us. Come and join us. We have mastermind dinners and meetups and free Friday trainings and a group that meets every Monday virtually, email us, david@dmeltzer.com. It's the crack of the hour. You will know next week who's going to be in the Super Bowl. And let's pray for Nick and the Lions. I always love an underdog. I love the emotional aspect, being all that you can be. We are all human beings, not human doings. Nick, close out the room right on time, the nick of time. Thank you, everyone.